This written story is also offered to you as a sound version with the help of AI narration, so we can share real articles on real people to a wider audience. The voices may be digital, but the stories and their impact are unique and personal.
This is the story of Thomas Colombel, the 2024 RSM European Playoffs winner. This article originated from interviews with Thomas before and after his win. The story, along with those of many other people with a disability who have thrived through golf, can be found at www.edgargolf.com. So without further ado, we hope you enjoy learning about Thomas's journey in golf and how the RSM European Playoffs represent a key moment in his emerging career.
When Thomas Colombel made his way to England to play in the RSM European Playoffs at Northants Golf Club, he was perhaps the favourite to win the inaugural Gross Finals, created to reward G4D, golf for the disabled, players who qualify from near the top of the world ranking for golfers with disability, WR4GD. Gross scoring means simply counting the best score made with no golf handicap, and so the first winner of this category was set to make quite a splash. The young Frenchman Thomas, who is autistic, was more than ready to take this step after a number of recent international victories. But Gross was only one of three scoring categories for this RSM-supported event that, through its innovative format, blended the prestige of a European final as 32 players took part from 14 countries with a wonderful attribute for any international sporting spectacle, a balanced and highly inclusive setup for all taking part. In this case, there were also Net and Stableford finals designed for the widest range of competitive golfers, both men and women, who may have physical, neurological, sensory, and intellectual disabilities. The creation of an additional women's category, although women can also qualify for the other finals, to ensure the growth of female participation at these playoffs was also well received. For the determined Thomas Colombel, although he enjoys friendships with these players, his focus was on the fine silver plate, which was the Gross Trophy, and his personal story certainly provided a compelling narrative for the week, capturing the essence of determination and the transformative power of golf for individuals with disabilities. Thomas's start in golf was anything but conventional. His mother, an avid golfer, introduced him to the sport, but he initially resisted, preferring more fast-paced activities like volleyball, motocross, and tennis. Reflecting on those early days, he admitted,
"I didn't like it at all at that time. I was just loving fun stuff and all the sports."
But between the ages of 10 and 12, something changed. As he began to excel, clinching a state championship title, he discovered a newfound love for the game. The camaraderie, the challenge, and even the playful mischief on the course became an integral part of his teenage years. He fondly recalls,
"I started to kick in to love it, just practicing, being with your friends, shaping shots, obviously stupid stuff around the golf course."
At 18, Thomas was diagnosed with autism, a revelation that helped him understand the challenges he had long faced.
"Autism is difficulty to manage emotions, and everything goes through your mind."
The constant mental activity often left him exhausted, as his brain never truly rested. Yet rather than viewing this as a limitation, Thomas embraced it. He learned to focus on what he could control and let go of the rest, an approach that shaped both his life and his golf game. The past 2 years have been remarkable for Thomas. He secured 6 tournament victories and 15 top 3 finishes in G4D events, solidifying his place among the world's elite. His consistency pushed him into the top 10 of the world ranking, a sure signal of his dedication and skill.
"I feel like I'm quite good at figuring out what I'm doing. Right now, it's been a good start," he stated,
with characteristic humility. The 2024 RSM European Playoffs were a defining moment in his young career. Thomas displayed exceptional skill and mental resilience, ultimately claiming a well-deserved victory. This was his third Edgar Tournament win of the year. Despite the competitive steel running through his veins, Thomas's smile was never far away, nor was his encouragement of all the players in the Gross, Net, Stableford, and Women's categories. Thomas was a celebrated winner with a good heart. The tournament's inclusivity was striking, with participants facing a range of disabilities. Since 2019, RSM has been a cornerstone sponsor of Edgar, aligning with the firm's broader corporate and social responsibility initiatives. This commitment extends beyond sponsorship. The company's staff actively engages in promoting inclusivity and diversity within the sport. RSM's partnership has been instrumental in organizing tournaments, training volunteers, and introducing golf to individuals with disabilities around the world. For Thomas, the journey continues. His advice to others navigating similar paths is profound.
Just listen to yourself and try to figure out by yourself what you're good at, how your brain works, because we are all so different.
His philosophy, combined with the support of Edgar and RSM, ensures that golf remains a beacon of hope, opportunity, and achievement for countless individuals with disabilities. Reflecting on Thomas's story, one is reminded of the transformative positivity of sport. Golf, with its challenges and rewards, becomes more than a game. It serves as a platform for empowerment, resilience, and unity. With the backing of organizations like RSM, Edgar continues to create great opportunities, proving that golf is a sport for all, regardless of ability.
We hope that you enjoyed Thomas's story. Our thanks go to RSM, who support the European playoffs and create opportunities for players such as Thomas to compete in life-changing events. Stay tuned for the next RSM Playoff Winners episode.